again at their college, things like little flow charts. And the first thing you kind of ask yourself a question, is this a question? So what we care about, we don't care about the wheel itself. What we care about, what's important here, is the holes for the bearings. We want the bearings to go in those holes properly, right? So that's what. So is this, do we care about the shape of those holes, or do we care about the location of those holes?
Location.
Okay? So it's a question of location. So following the location side now, is motion involved or is it fixed?
Fixed.
The hole's fixed. The hole isn't moving.
The hole is
wheel moves, but not the hole. Okay? So what can we apply to this? For fixed location. The chart should tell you what we can apply to this for a fixed location. The chart will tell you what we apply to this for a fixed location. Clara, tell us all what it is. What's the control? That's easy for you to say. Concentricity. The location, the control is concentricity. So remember that handout I gave you, right? Let's go to the very last page, inside the very last page, and it tells us all about concentricity. And it tells us that it's a control that requires a datum, right? You can see little examples there. You can see examples at the bottom. Okay. So we have to control the concentricity. Right, the symbol. Two concentric circles, yes. So we need a datum. These holes need to be concentric. We're locating them so they are concentric to a datum, and the datum will be a center line. Is remember when you look at the table, it tells you or shows you an example of what the tolerance zone looks like. The tolerance zone is a like cylinder, right? So the next thing we have to figure out is how much that tolerance zone is going to be. The smaller the tolerance zone, the less margin for error, the more accurate. Let's use 2 thou. So far, so good? All right. So now we want to apply this control frame. We have our datum. We want to apply the control. What are we going to apply the control frame to? Well, what are we trying to dimension? The diameter. Trying to dimension the diameter. So you have your diameter, and you have your upper and lower limit. Put the control frame on the. Where do we put this control frame? Where do we put that? We put it on the dimension. Now, is the diameter of this hole the same as the diameter of that hole? No, I'm not done yet. Don't rush me, Clara. Okay, now we have this guy right here. Right? If we're gonna make those two holes for the bearings concentric, we should make that clearance hole concentric too, right? So
maybe move this out more. Or even put it over here. That'd probably be better. Because then I don't have to cross my dimension line. Right?
How are we putting these holes in here? How are we going to put them in? You got the raw casting? How are you going to put holes in? Somebody has to
drill the holes.
Drill the holes. Okay? So for the bearing, because they're going to be machined holes for the bearings, they're going to be machined, what surface finish do we need? Gave you all a chart on surface finishes, right? It looks something like that. Mm-hmm. So the process that we're going to use to put those holes in is boring. Just kind of like Bourne's glass, right? Boring. Kind of like one of Warren's glasses, boring. And then we have a range of finishes for boring. We can go anywhere from 250 microinches down to 16 microinches. In the middle of the range is 63 microinches. That's the middle of the range for boring. So, it's like one of Warren's glasses. Boring or deafish. So we're going to put a surface finish on these holes. So like, where do I put my symbol? Well, remember this, it's got to go on an edge, yeah? Use leaders, it's got to go on an edge. This is the view that shows it as an edge, okay? But I don't want to put it over my hatching. I'm removing material, and the middle of the range is
63.
Now, does it matter if the wheel is shaped like this on the outside edges? Or do we want the wheel like this? Or can the wheel be like this? right, with those holes perfectly in there like that?
So what do we want?
We want this straight, right? So let's make this a datum. And we want that datum, does it matter if the datum is at an angle or goofy? Yeah, it does matter. So what kind of a control are we going to put on our datum? You said it. No. Straight. We want that datum to be straight or flat, right? We want it to be flat. We want that datum to be flat. So when we set the wheel down on the table, like Jake's got his wheel there, right? Dave, I need your wheel. So, to put the holes in straight, right? To go in straight with the holes, we need the wheel. Right? Does it really matter which side is flat? Not really, but functionally, the side that isn't hollow is flat. Doesn't really matter. So we want it flat. We want that datum flat so that when the hole goes in, it goes in straight. Right? If it wasn't flat, it's at an angle, is the hole going to go in straight? Two or three thou is plenty. You want that thing flat within a couple of thou? So now how do we control this side? Because eventually we're going to turn it over and drill a hole in the other side. So we want the sides, see it? Parallel, we want the sides parallel. Right? You know how what the width of your wheel is. And we want it parallel. Couple of thou. And we want it parallel to what datum?
B.
Now you can put your other feature dimensions on there, right? Now you can put your other feature dimensions on there. Finish dimension. Right? Don't forget, put a width, a thickness for your holes here. Now, how do you think over here? I think you'll have a fillet there. Don't forget your angle here. That sort of thing. Just finish dimensioning. But that's how we control the geometry. No pictures, that's cheating. Write it down. Pictures. There, I'll take care of your pictures. Pictures. Come on, pictures. Anybody can do it from a picture. Think.
Do something like that.
Oh, where is my picture?
Yeah, it was over 5 minutes.
That's easy.
I'll help you, I'll do it again, but I want you to think, not...